something else I'm excited about.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour, our regularly scheduled show. During the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Brandon Sawyer. You know, there was a study done recently that showed that aerobic exercise doesn't always lead to body fat reduction in women. In fact, some of the women in the study gained fat. So we're going to talk about why aerobic exercise doesn't always lead to body fat reduction in women later in the show. But first, my good friend and co-host, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic, man. I just got back from training, and 20 rep squats are going fantastic, and so are the pullovers. You know, and all of this on a caloric deficit. And I'll tell you what, you probably know this from doing them. Those breathing squats really get you chugging.
Yeah.
It's just everything is racing after the workout. So I saved my Tranquilogen dose for the day for post-workout now. It's the only thing that brings me down.
Yeah. Very good. I haven't trained in a while. I got to tell you, I'm trying to embrace this. I don't remember the last time I took a long period off. I mean, longer than a week. This will be 2 weeks now that I haven't trained tomorrow.
Wow.
And I can't, you know, my neck is still, my neck and my arm. I mean, I got to tell you, Dr. Randy Wheeler, who is a power lifter and chiropractor here in town, really has helped. I mean, every time I get an adjustment from him, I have no pain for the rest of the day. But then the following day, it starts to come back. But my pain has gone from a 10 to maybe a 2-3.
Oh, nice.
And but this is all a result of going north and being adjusted, my neck being adjusted improperly. I mean, I had no problems prior to that, zero. I mean, okay, my spine was twisted and all this other nonsense, but I had no problems. I was training, I felt good, nothing, not even like a kink. And here it is, what? How many weeks later? I'm still dealing with it.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Are you able to do cardio?
That's all I'm able to do right now.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's just annoying. And, so I'm embracing it. I'm like, okay, I haven't taken a long period off and I don't know how long. And so I'm just kind of chilling. I'm not training, at all in the gym. So,
well, you'll be hungrier, you know, once you get back in there.
I think that's what's going to happen. And that's what I'm telling myself. This too shall pass. You know, I'll be back in there because it's definitely getting better. It's not like, oh my God, I'm never going to be without pain, but it's just a slow road.
Yeah. Well, you'll get back bigger and better than ever. How's that?
There you go. We have a great show plan. We got lots of good questions today. A great blueprint tip of the day. Oh, I just dropped all my notes. Hold on. Hate when I do that. We're starting off with a question from Les Thornton. Thornton. No N in the middle. Thornton. Thornton. He says, what can you tell me about ursolic acid? Seems like it's been out there for a while now. My son even asked me about this the other day, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know, I can recall being asked about this when it was brand new. It was over a year ago, I think. I'm paraphrasing, but at the time, I said it was worth a try, but to kind of temper expectations. Now, there was a lot of excitement, and justifiably so, because Pat Arnold was behind it. There were animal studies showing more muscle and less fat, and, of course, it was novel. It was truly unique. Now, fast forward to today, and it seems like my original recommendation was on the mark. Just this year, Korean researchers published the results of a study showing some benefits. Important to point out, though, that this was the very first human study, with most of the previous ones being animal models. Researchers gave 16 men either 3 caps a day of Labrada's ursolic acid supplement totaling 450 milligrams or a placebo. Now, they were looking for muscle growth, and there was a little, but it really wasn't statistically significant. What was significant was fat loss, the fat loss that they observed, and especially strength gains. Now, you know, doubly so when you consider subjects had at least 3 years of training under their belts and, get this, they worked out 6 days a week.
Wow.
Needless to say, the subjects getting the placebo lost strength, whereas the ursolic acid group gained it, and in no small amount. There are a couple other interesting points. The study lasted 8 weeks, so I'd be interested to see what a longer study would have shown. And most recently, the oral bioavailability of ursolic acid, it turns out it's pretty poor. And Pat apparently has solved for that with a transdermal. Now, feedback on that product isn't really widespread, but it's interesting to note that those that have used both, the orals and the transdermal, they much prefer the trans. And last but not least, this study was not funded by Librata. It was funded by the Korean government, right, which was refreshing to see. So if you're interested here, I would opt for Pat Arnold's UR spray, and I would love to hear your feedback.
You know, I see, so you answered my question, but then again, we don't know. Isolated UR or the UR found in apple skin, right? Because isn't it found right. in apple skin? So I wonder if when you eat apples, if it has a higher bioavailability because of some other active ingredient that complements its ability to be absorbed versus taking UR by itself.
Could very well be.
Every time you turn around, there's fantastic research on apples. Isn't that amazing?
Apple anabolic was the headline in one of the articles that I read about it. Yeah.
Sinead Marcus says, is myostatin inhibition something worth looking into? There seems to be a new buzz about it again, and I'm curious to know if any supplements are worth it. And I've got a strong opinion about this, but go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, interesting history on this one. Back in the day, I forget how many years ago, BioTest rolled out Myostat and it to great fanfare. It was supposedly a seaweed extract that blocked myostatin in a test tube. It was extremely expensive, according to them, to produce. And, of course, that got passed down to the consumer, cost an arm and a leg. BioTest and Pinnacle, interestingly enough, went in big with it, and the hype was enormous. The one caveat was that you had to wait a minimum of 6 months to see anything, or so the ad copy went. The upshot was this. It didn't work. Biggest fail since HMB, and consumers were really, they felt taken. So over the years, Big Pharma has been getting closer, but I've kind of lost track of it. I'm unsure how far they've progressed. I do know this. Even if they succeed, there is little to no chance athletes are going to get a hold of the stuff because you can bet they'll put all kinds of controls on it. Now, there is some research showing creatine, HMB, and leucine suppress myostatin, but let's be honest, you know, not enough to grow drug-like amounts of muscle. That, and I would choose androgens over this stuff any day. Myostatin, from what I can see, isn't tissue-specific, meaning, you know, the animals that are born with little to no myostatin, they've all gotten large hearts and other internal organs, et cetera. I just don't like the risk versus reward profile on this one, at least given what we know today.
This is an area of research that I've spent a lot of time in.
Yeah.
I started back in 2008 when Rick Green, a friend of mine, introduced a purified follistatin product from fertilized chicken egg yolks and was the only FDA-approved egg product that did not have to be pasteurized. And I've dedicated probably no less than 20 shows to this discussion with some of the most brilliant minds. And while he never appeared on the show, I communicated with Dr. Seijen Li at MIT extensively starting in 2008. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's the guy who discovered myostatin. He discovered myostatin's ability to negatively regulate muscle because he does research for diseases of muscle wasting like muscular dystrophy and so on. And he wouldn't come on the show because he felt that it was beneath him to talk about myostatin's ability to grow muscle unless it was related to a disease state, not to, as he put it, for aesthetic changes in musculature. But he never turned down my opportunity to communicate about the science. If you look at the early rodents that he worked with, the myostatin null mice had hypermuscularity, but the follistatin overproducing mice, which follistatin suppresses myostatin, but in and of itself has an anabolic effect, were five times more muscular than just the myostatin null mice, which made the goal to produce follistatin in high consumable amounts a desire for Rick Green, and he did it. But his company was lost to a lawsuit with another predatory company, and the product disappeared.
Oh, man.
Now, okay, so now let's fast forward to one specific, as far as the organ growth goes, that's not accurate. Dr. Sejin Lee proved that in his research with follistatin. They did not have enlarged hearts or enlarged organs, the rodents, but that doesn't mean humans may not, because we know that everything that happens in rodents doesn't necessarily transfer to us. But with that being said, when we look at myostatin null animals and humans, because don't forget there's a couple humans out there that are myostatin null, it was said that Flex Wheeler was one of them, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he was DNA tested. What we see in them is that when there is no myostatin from birth, we see amazing muscle growth. But the magic is suppressing myostatin in an adult organism. What does that get you? This is a totally different scenario. Those of us who want to acquire more muscle, we're already put together. We're, you know, 20, 30 years old, whatever. Changing us at that point is a much different scenario than taking an embryo, turning it into a baby, and then letting it grow in the myostatin null condition.
That's a great point.
Well, here's what State University of New York did a study. I talked about it on my show several years ago. That they looked at that specific equation. And what they came away with was this. You must suppress myostatin a minimum of 95% for a prolonged period of time in order to get an adult organism to add the kind of muscle that myostatin inhibition is supposed to do. You must do it for long periods of time. The real magic happened at 98%. And once you've removed the suppression of myostatin, within months, the muscles went back to where they were. So I say, yeah, I say chasing myostatin in and of itself, suppression. Now, you pointed out some great things. Here's some things that suppress myostatin. Resistance exercise, growth hormone, androgens. These things all suppress myostatin in a different way than just taking follistatin. Now, just to throw something in from the left field, it was Vince Gironda who used to tell all his athletes to eat only fertilized chicken eggs.
Yes.
Okay? So yep. maybe he realized when you eat fertilized chicken eggs, you put on more muscle. That is where there is follistatin. It's in fertilized chicken egg yolks. So
have all his books.
There you go.
Right on the money.
Chickens that lay eggs in the presence of a rooster, those are fertilized chicken egg yolks. Eat those eggs, better than the store-bought. But here's the other thing. Dropping a lot of money on a myostatin inhibition technique that's not using follistatin is not going to get you the results you want. And if you use a follistatin product, even a follistatin antibody or something like that, you're going to have to suppress myostatin a minimum of 95% and preferably above 98% for months to see the growth that you want. And once you start doing it, you can't stop. But more importantly, we do not see an upregulation in soft tissue along with muscle size, and we don't see muscle strength with muscle size. We see this in, you know what a whippet is? You know, the racing dogs?
Yeah.
There are myostatin null whippets out there. They can't run. They run a couple paces and they gas out.
Jeez.
So the you know, searching for myostatin inhibition, in my humble opinion, is a waste of time to the people in this audience. There are other ways to build muscle.
Downsides.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many downsides, and it's not going to get you what you're expecting. And ultimately, you're chasing a ghost. You're chasing a ghost because those products, you'd have to take so much of those products that they're out there selling to see the desired effect and stay on it forever, you won't be able to buy whey protein anymore. You know, you won't be able to buy anything anymore.
That's a great point.
Go back through the archives of Super Human Radio. Look for shows. Just search for Myostatin in the name of it. You'll find at least a half dozen shows that are still up on the server. Listen to them and learn about Myostatin. That's my 2 cc's on Myostatin. Okay, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna pick it up on the other side with Coach Rob Regish. In the meantime, go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I want to clarify something also. Rob probably felt very much the way I did about the whole myostatin discussion. I can say that, right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
But your objective is to always stay positive, and so I don't want people to think that we have opposing views on this. The reality is that you feel that most myostatin products are not necessarily a good way to spend money unless you're just experimenting.
Well, it's like you pointed out, you know, even if you get the great results and your muscles are growing, you got to be taking that for life.
Yeah, you're better off getting some peptides that upregulate growth hormone. All right, so here we go. Cade Frankowiak. I hope I did that right. Frankowiak. Kate says, hey, Rob, is there going to be a sale on Synthogen for Cyber Monday? Oops, it's Tuesday.
Well, as luck would have it, not on Cyber Monday. But I think it's next week. Mass is kicking off their year-end special, and Synthogen will, of course, be on that list. Now, I can't recall all the details, but it's a pretty deep discount, if probably the biggest discount of the year. And guys love stocking up, and justifiably so. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com. When you click on the Synthogen banner, it will bring you right there. Now, I'm unclear, Cade, as to what your goals are, but I'm going to assume you want to recomp, as 9 out of 10 guys that I talk to these days seem to want to do that. Muscle gets lost while dieting because there's less energy around to fuel growth. The hormone levels are lower, and your insulin drive is compromised. The end result is that muscles appear flatter, right, if they're not eaten away altogether. A couple of supplements go really, really well with Synthogen in this case. One of them is carbolin, high molecular weight modified starches, in and around the workout. The other item that really amps up MPS for hard gainers, so to speak, is Anacyclis Perithrum, which is going to be in my new product, Progenidrex, over at PredatorNutrition.com. The rationale is simple. Synthogen recovers you fast, right? Faster than anything else on the market. It also replenishes cellular energy and lots of it, which normally tanks on a lower calorie diet. Anacyclis works to stimulate testosterone production, in some cases doubling it. It's not going to get you into the super physiological range, but at least it'll optimize it. It also has the dual benefit of stuffing carbs you eat into the muscle cell, making them much fuller. And as long as that's going on, it makes sense to use the best carbs at the right, at the right time. Carbolin, during and right after the workout. Those starches it uses, they don't bloat you like sugar. They don't leave you feeling sluggish, and it elevates insulin just enough to push all of Synthogen's goodies deep into the muscle cell. So I've got people have been asking me about my recommendations lately. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com, under the store tab, Coach Rob recommends, and then supplements, you'll find a complete list of all my recommendations. Anabate is there on page 1. That's the current product with it. Progenidrex will be soon to follow. Carbolin's on page 2. You get Synthogen at a discount, and all items in my store have the low-cost shopping baked in. So it's really a great service. Take advantage of it. But that's how to best use Synthogen.
Andre,
the goal is recon.
Andre Pelican, or Pelican, almost like Poliquin. Look at that.
Yeah.
What's your position on compound versus isolation exercises? Is there ever a place for isolation or specialization stuff? I've been training for almost 20 years and always used a mix of both right from the get-go. Son is getting into it now, so I'm trying to help him. Any advice you can offer would be appreciated, and I love the show.
Wow, this is an incredibly important topic. So I want everyone listening, just make a mental note and share these thoughts with, a son, a daughter, or even a complete stranger, because doing so can and will make a huge positive impact on their lives. I'm going to make this easy. Until you've reached, let's say, a 275 or 300 bench, 405 squat or deadlift, most people have no business fooling around with isolation exercises. It's a waste of time and energy, in my opinion, and it hurts more than it helps. There's simply no place, right, for you know, bicep curls and tricep kickbacks, when you're pouring yourself into compound movements, pushing and pulling, it's just far better for you. Now, is there a place for isolation or specialization routines? Of course, you know, but it, in my opinion, it only comes after significant strength and size is built. Now, notice the order I specified those in. Strength always comes before growth. Now, there really is no other way. If you do happen to build any muscle via sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, which is just swelling the muscle cell with water, right, pumping it up with blood, it disappears fast. Everyone loves arms. So I'm going to use you as an example, Carl. Right, you are already pretty damn built before trying my add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout.
Absolutely.
Course.
And I had non-responsive arms, it should be said, too.
Okay. So you added, if memory serves, 3/4 of an inch, and it stuck around.
In one day.
In one day. And a lot of people are going to call BS on that, but.
No, I put the pictures on Facebook. I had Elisa tape my arms before and after. And those people, and then I did it again the next day because there were people who said, oh, it's just inflammation. And it's not inflammation. They stayed. My arms changed forever after that one day.
Yeah. And, you know, try it, man. You'll see. You're not the only one. I can absolutely guarantee you this, though. Had you not already had big legs, a solid back, and everything else in order, you wouldn't have gained nearly as much, if anything, at all. So I would encourage everyone to, you know, guide your son, daughter, or even a complete stranger with these words. Or better yet, lead by example, right? You're going to save your son years of wasted effort, frustration, and he's going to look back and thank you for it. To this day, 30 years later, I only perform one isolation movement, seated calf raise, static holds. The rest are compound movements. And you know what? It brought me from 143 to 252, and it can do the same for anyone, if they apply themselves.
Okay. Let's take a break. I'm looking at the time here. And when we come back, we have a question from our good friend Gareth Denyer. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a source companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices, free your mind and
join
us. You can feel it in the air.
So Garrett Denyer, he's actually been a guest on the show, said, I heard an announcement about Progenix last week. Would you like, I would like to know more. I've also heard a buzz surrounding a pre-workout you may be formulating. Curious to know what you're going with, where you're going with all this.
You know, my line of thinking when it comes to
I mispronounced. I said Progenix. It's Progenadrex. I apologize. My mistake.
That's all right. My line of thinking when it comes to supplements flows directly from training, meaning we know there are three fundamentals involved in muscle growth: stimulate, recover, and grow. Now, my first foray into this, of course, was Synthogen, and you know, gratefully, it was a grand slam insofar as recovery is concerned. I started there because there were plenty of pre-workout stims on the market, and meaningful growth agents are still few and far between. The best solution for growth, obviously steroids, are illegal, and everything else was marginal at best. So that's why Synthogen was number one. Progenadrex, its sole reason for being is to accelerate muscle growth, nothing less. And that's not an easy thing to do, especially given the government's taken away, right, most of the hormones. In the absence of being able to give you supraphysiological levels of test and GH, it leverages the most powerful anabolic you can put in your body, food. Meaning the ingredients have been carefully selected to maximize every morsel of food you eat, be it protein, carbs, or fats. It absolutely excels at stuffing the muscle full of glycogen, hygroscopic aminos, and, of course, water and other energy compounds. Most importantly, it accelerates lean body mass gains, secondary, of course, to growth being stimulated in the gym. Now, further out, you're correct. I'm working up a new pre-workout that is custom-made to increase strength because lifting heavier weights in any given unit of time is the trigger that sets all of this into motion. Right? There will be a couple of moderate stims in there, but also some damn powerful nootropics that radically amplify your ability to contract muscle. Now, along the way, it does accelerate body fat loss. It maximizes the pump, and it even improves insulin sensitivity. So, you know, it'll be as healthy for you as it is effective. No matter whose supplements you use, look for products that amplify or accelerate one of those three fundamentals: stimulate, recover, and grow. Because if they don't, if these products don't, your money is likely better spent elsewhere.
Okay. The next question comes from Brett Massoia, M-A-S-S-O-I-A?
I think it's Massoia.
Massoia,
I'm not sure.
Okay. Sorry about that, Brett. I'm interested in trying the Warrior diet, if nothing else because I'm so busy. I can't even look at food anymore and need to drop some fat. I'm 6 foot tall and around 230 pounds or so. Coming from a six-meal-a-day background, 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Any tips on how to make the transition?
Oh, this is going to be a fun one. And I say that because it reminds me of when I gave Ori's diet, Ori Hofmeckler, the warrior diet a whirl way back in 1999. So with no further ado, here are my suggestions. Number one, ease into it, meaning, you know, don't go for the gusto out of the gate. Fast until just 11 a.m., let's say, on day one, and add an hour or so each day until night falls. If possible, get in the habit of training on an empty stomach, as it conveys huge advantages. But it takes some practice. Now, you can graze during the day on low glycemic fruits like berries, other stuff like nuts. But personally, I'm a purist, drinking only lemon water while I'm fasting. If I eat anything, my appetite takes off, and I need a lot more. So once you get the hang of it, you're going to notice a few things, and it doesn't take long. First, your senses sharpen up. Eyesight and smell in particular. Before they send falcons up to hunt, it's always on an empty stomach, you know, for those very reasons right there. You may feel euphoric as the fast gets deeper and deeper, which is a consequence of greater epinephrine, norepinephrine, and dopamine release. You'll also come to appreciate the difference between physiological and psychological hunger. And it happened to me when I was watching TV. You know, there I was. I wasn't hungry at all. No problems. Then I saw a Burger King commercial. Come on. A nice, big, fat, juicy Whopper. Suddenly, I was hungry. You know, I wasn't hungry. That's psychological hunger. And it's a good example of how companies manipulate people. The ideal day is fasting into late afternoon, perhaps early evening. You have a small piece of low glycemic fruit, like a Granny Smith apple, 45 minutes to an hour before training, a killer workout, and 1 to 3 large meals in the ensuing 4 to 6 hours. That's perfect. It's an absolute perfect day on this diet. Everything from hormone release to muscle cell insulin sensitivity is really peaked on this. And the results don't take long to show up in the mirror. In time, you will really come to appreciate the freedom of not being tied to shaker bottles, protein bars, and Tupperware containers. It is very liberating. It's also been my experience that you can get away with half the protein you've been eating previously. 2 grams per pound of body weight is just a hell of a lot. Even 2 grams per, you know, pound of lean body mass.
Dude, that's I got to tell you the truth. That's too much.
Too much.
I mean, all the good research shows that 1.7 to 1.8 grams per kilogram is where the maximum protein synthetic response occurs. And you don't need to tax your, because don't forget, if you're eating that much protein, your body is upregulating enzymes that are designed to break down protein. They're going to break down muscle protein too.
You got it. And you're likely smell like ammonia.
I mean, it's tough on your body. You don't need that much. I mean, it's just not necessary. You're not getting any benefits from eating that much protein. None.
No, you're not. But anyway, this greater protein efficiency, it's brought about by the diet because naturally the body uses what's in short supply. It becomes very thrifty with it.
Well, and I want to throw something else out there, right?
Yeah.
The Bulgarians, who we all worship because of the Bulgarian training style, used to have a specific eating style too that went hand in hand with the Bulgarian training style that Leo Costa even talked about in one of his books. And that was a protein fast. They would go 1 to 2 days with no protein to enhance the protein synthetic response of the protein that they were eating, and so they could eat less protein and get the same muscle building effects.
I remember that. I want to say it was like a 4-day fruit
fast. Yeah, yeah. They would eat no protein for 3 to 4 days, and bam, they would go right back and add protein back to their diet, and muscle would grow. So what does that tell you about this nonsense about, oh, you got to pound down 2 grams of protein per pound? I mean, that's 460 grams of protein a day, dude.
That sells a lot of protein powder.
Yeah.
You know, my final tip on this would be this, and it gets back to your point. I wouldn't practice the warrior diet exclusively, although you'll be tempted to, just out of, if nothing else, out of convenience. It is much more powerful when it's rotated with a few days of frequent feeding, you know, similar to what you're doing now, because one diet potentiates the other, and your body is a master of adaptation. So the longer you stay on any diet, the less responsive the body is going to be. Cycling between the warrior, I usually recommend guys start with 3 days of each. 3 days of a warrior intermittent fasting diet, 3 days of frequent feeding. You will very quickly find your ideal. And for me, that works out to about 5 days of warrior and 2 days of overfeeding. It's an eye-opener, but you're going to love it. You're going to love it, Brett. Let me know how you do with it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to perform the Blueprint Tip of the Day. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to talk about why cardio doesn't help women lose body fat. Get it through your thick heads. You women out there are just doing cardio endlessly and don't understand why you can't lose weight. And then you say, oh, it's this, it's no, it's you're doing the wrong thing. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, go visit CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Boy, this blueprint tip of the day sure does fit me right now, doesn't it?
I think it fits all of us at some point.
Letting life happen versus trying to steer.
Yeah. You know, this topic it's timely for me. And there are ties that bind here with training. Now, I'm going to relay some personal anecdotes and stories on the matter, but you'll likely see yourself in some of these words. Too many of us are trying to steer our lives versus going with the flow, right? And I'm probably number one offender. There is a certain carryover from the gym at play here, as you'll see in a moment. We all plan our workouts for the best results, right? Some of us, right down to the weight we use, sets and reps. When you leave the gym with a new PR, you wind up trying to apply steering everywhere, right? If you can engineer your success in the weight room, and I do believe you can, why not engineer everything? Or so I thought. Now, there's an old saying that goes like this. You want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. Part of the problem is trying to control the world around you. You know, you try to control people, situations, and outcomes. It happens in business, in relationships, in virtually every social interaction that you have. You know, you're constantly trying to get what you want by steering your way through life. And the damage it does is tremendous. I was once told, the more you try to steer, the worse things get. And damn, if that isn't spot on. It's hard to take your hands off the wheel, though. It feels irresponsible. I'm a planner by nature. I don't just have plan B at the ready, it's C, D, and E. Unfortunately, I've had to use plan B more than I'd like to in my life, which tells me what, my plan A's probably need some work. Steering leads to other damaging practices, though, like beating yourself up and assigning feelings to others. You know, when things don't go according to your plan, people tend to beat themselves up. I do, you know, or did. Bad, as in real bad. It's not healthy. It leads to a lot of other bad things, and generally it's one of the worst things you can do to yourself. It also releases a lot of cortisol, and I'd probably be a lot bigger and stronger right now if I got on this stuff earlier. Assigning feelings to is a very dangerous thing, and it's easy to do. In your mind, right, you think the other person's angry at you or resents you, just jealous or whatever, when it isn't even real. Someone pointed this out to me recently, and it's so true. Never assume what other people are thinking or feeling. It leads to a lot of misunderstandings and damaged relationships. Now, I've tried just taking life as it comes, right? Giving it to a higher power, whatever you want to call it. But I keep trying. I keep taking it back, you know. There's a certain peace of mind in giving it away, though. And unfortunately, it's a peace of mind that I've seldom known. I'm going to be 45 next month. And at that age, you consider your own mortality a lot more. Now, I'm not sure I want to live the rest of my life like I did the first half. And I'm talking about this phenomenon, so to speak. Now, the medical community is going to tell you you need all sorts of downers, psychotherapy, etc. That may be true in extreme cases, but I don't think it's certainly not true across the board. Start slow, because to look at it long term, just, you know, I'm going to let life flow instead of steering it. That's a pretty daunting proposition. So for today and just today, take life as it comes instead of trying to steer everything. You know, you're going to falter just like I do. But if you're listening to this, you are likely not the kind of person that gives up easy. Give it away again and see if it helps. The few times that I have succeeded in doing this. Life went a lot smoother. And really, why is it we come here every week? Quality of life. That's it. Give that a shot and see if it doesn't work for you. If nothing else, it's going to lower your cortisol levels, you know?
Yeah. You know what? One of the catches in this, especially if you're married,
yeah,
is your partner may look at you and go, you know, why aren't you worried about that? And if you say something flippant like, you know, I'm just letting the universe they may think, you know, you're being reckless. So if you are with somebody, you probably should sit down with them and maybe have them listen to this last part of the show and say, I want to give this a try. I really do. I don't want to worry about things that we have no control over. I want to see how life goes, because ultimately what Rob is saying is actually, even if you don't believe in a higher power or that the universe is at work for you, there are things that you have no control over. You have no control over how your boss runs his company. You could walk in tomorrow morning and your boss could say, I've driven the company into the ground. I got to let you go.
Yep.
I had that happen to me right before and in November. That was the year that I officially agreed to make this show my life. And, you know, it's like you have no control over a lot of things in your life. So sitting and pontificating about them and worrying about them is not going to change how they occur.
Right.
So why do it? If you know that you have, you know, look, every day we have an unspoken contract with the person on the other side of the yellow line as we drive up the road. That unspoken contract is, I will not come across the line and kill you, and you don't come across the line and kill me. We both have something to gain because we both live. But you have no way of knowing if somebody on the other side of the road that particular day got dealt a bad hand and decided, I'm going to take myself out and I'm going to take this blue Volvo heading towards me out with it.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You can't lock yourself in the house and not drive. You can't drive and be frozen with fear that every car that's coming toward you is going to cross the yellow line. No, you have an unspoken contract. You agree with it and you forget about it. And that's
a great point.
I mean, really, right? I mean, we take our lives in our hands every single day that we trust the bus driver to drive us to work or whatever. So you need to start extending that attitude. I know like in 12-step programs, they say let go and let God. If that works for you, do it. Those who believe in metaphysics say, hey, you know, the universe is in control. It's going to unfold for me. There's nothing I can do but kind of go along with it. There was a period of my life where I actually, and this is a good reminder. There's a period of my life where I made great progress where I felt like life was an ocean and I caught a wave and I was riding the wave as opposed to trying to swim it and swim against it and swim over it. I just caught the wave and rode it and things just unfolded for me. I didn't worry about anything. But things actually unfolded. And again, the problem with this concept is if you tell somebody that this is how you're living your life, they'll look at you and think you're a fool. But you're not a fool because they're the fools for obsessing and worrying about things they have no control over.
Yeah. You know, I had a day like this in the gym recently where I was on a specialization program, I guess you'd call it, for dips, right? And I wanted to go from X to Y in terms of poundage. And I had been working it for months and months, and I was still making progress. But I walked into the gym one day, and I look at the dip station, and I said, my God, I can't do this anymore. I really want to try Raider chest pulls. You ever hear of those?
No. Perry Raider? I figured that's – no. What do they look like?
You stand in front of a pole. You grasp it with your – you know, with two hands. And you pull down and in. It was recommended as an alternative to the breathing pullover after 20 rep squats. But, and I just kept going down the list. I kept trying new exercises or exercises that I hadn't done in so long. And I gotta tell you, when I left the gym that day, I was so happy. You know, just from that simple change from I'm going to engineer everything. I had my list. It was all set. I was going to do four sets. I was going to do this number of reps with this weight and blah, blah. I was going to rest this many minutes in between sets. When your mind is rebelling against all of that, when it's saying, God, oh, not again, that's time to just kind of, it's time to let go and think about what you really want to do or try. Now, maybe that's just for one day, but I'm willing to bet it's going to turn into to more than that. And you're still going to make your numbers. I picked up right where I left off on that dip program and accomplished my goal. But it's a great illustration of sometimes you have to get away from all of the engineering and over-engineering and just go with the flow.
You know,
even if it's just for a day.
You know, remember that movie Office Space?
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
Okay, so remember the dude, like he's obsessing, he's freaked out, the boss is bothering him all about the TPO reports and all this other stuff. And then he accidentally gets hypnotized and he just decides not to go to work and not to see his girlfriend anymore. And he just coasts through. All of a sudden, nothing is of any consequence anymore. And his whole life changed. Remember when he sat down with the two guys that were doing the hatchet job and firing everybody?
Yes.
And he's like, he's saying, yeah, no, I don't really work very much. And like, he's like, and they're like, dude, you're the best. We love you. You know, it's like, people would look at that and go, well, that's a really stupid analogy. And you're right. It was an absurdity, but the absurdity is based some part in truth. There are people out there who don't necessarily put a lot of stock in worrying about what they're doing and how what the outcome is going to be. And they tend to live pretty decent lives and they probably have the same outcome had they worried, but they just don't have any of the stress of it. I'm not saying that if you don't worry about stuff, all of a sudden magically things are going to go your way. But what I am saying is if you don't worry about stuff, yeah, things are going to go your way because you didn't have any preconceived notion on how you wanted it to turn out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's really good discussion. Try it. Maybe 2015 we can all live this way. I'm looking for it.
That'd be nice.
Rob Regish, thank you for Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. We'll see you next week, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. The special's still up, by the way. I probably only for a couple more days, but the newsletter subscription and the $200 worth of freebies that come along with it, including that Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, is still live. So check it out before it comes down.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, Rob, we'll talk to you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Whoop, sorry about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about why cardio doesn't help women lose body fat and what we can understand about this to help women lose more body fat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So recently there was some discussion in the media that was designed to make people turn their heads and said, hey, exercise doesn't lead to weight loss. In fact, it leads to some weight gain. And we're actually going to have the lead author of the paper, Dr. Brandon Sawyer. How you doing, Dr. Sawyer?
Doing great, Carl.
And this paper was produced when you were at ASU, but now you're in California, right?
Yeah. I was doing my, it's part of my work out of my PhD at Arizona State, and now I'm a professor at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego.
Boy, that's a nice change, huh?
Yeah, it's a good spot to be.
That's God's country out there, brother. But anyway, okay, so this is an interesting paper, right? It was labeled as predictors of fat mass changes in response to aerobic exercise training in women. So, first of all, what was the premise that made you do this paper?
Yeah, well, the idea was, the thing that the media actually focused on wasn't actually the novel part of the study.
It's always that way. That's why we have to do these interviews here.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not novel that aerobic exercise can lead to some fat gain. Weight gain is one thing, but it's actually, we can see some fat gain. And that's been shown. We cited about 10 papers that had already shown that in our paper.
Right.
But ours was, the novel part of ours was really the predictor part, to see if we can predict who's gonna gain fat and who's not. Really we had 81 women complete 8 weeks of exercise, and we just wanted to see, if we could try to predict who's gonna gain weight in response to exercise, and who's gonna lose weight, who's not gonna have any change, and possibly this potentially this could be very practical, and we could try to use this information about how to predict these people to, you know, to change their intervention if need be, or do something that's actually going to help these people to achieve their goals. So that was kind of the idea behind it is how can we predict this from when it's going to happen.
What was the specific design of the study? So you had how many, 81 women you said?
Yeah, so 81 women completed the study, and it was all supervised exercise. So they came into the lab and exercised 3 days a week, and they did about 5 minute warm up, 5 minute cool down with 30 minutes of exercise at about 80% of max heart rate. So it was definitely considered vigorous exercise. It wasn't high intensity interval training or anything like that, but it was 30 minutes of vigorous exercise 3 days a week. And they did it all on the treadmill, incline walking, and we asked them to not change their diet at all, and we didn't have them measure their diet, and part of that is partially because when you're thinking about your diet, you kind of get too focused on it, and you can actually make some changes, you know. So we wanted them to just try to maintain their regular diet without putting too much focus on it, and then just see what happens to their weight. And so we did VO2 max testing at the beginning, at 4 8 weeks, at 8 weeks, and again at 12 weeks. And we also did a DEXA scan at each of those time points too, so which is a very accurate measure of body composition. So we were able to really see what they were losing or gaining in fat mass and fat-free mass at each one of those time points. So that was pretty much the design.
So what did you see initially that kind of jumped out at you, that some women were able to lose body fat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the surprising thing, you know, it was definitely still surprising, even though we had seen some of these other papers, it was still surprising that about half of the women in the study gained body fat. You know, it's one thing to think, yeah, well, you're going to gain weight, or you're going to gain some weight with exercise because you're going to put on lean mass.
Right.
That's what everybody immediately jumps to, but it wasn't the case. I mean, since we have the DEXA scan, we can see where the weight came from. Did it come from fat, or did it come from lean mass? And in a lot of cases, it came from fat mass actually coming on. But we had half of the group that lost some weight too, so it wasn't everybody. You know, so that's really the key of the paper is kind of, how do we decide? How do we figure out who's gonna really compensate and who's not?
Now, you know, obviously, and this happens a lot. I mean, women who and men who do a cardiovascular training tend to either have an increase in appetite as a result of their exercise. This is Gary Taub's argument about why, if you really want to lose weight, you shouldn't exercise, which I think he's really wrong on. So that's,
yeah.
But I mean, that's his argument. And he's been a guest on the show, so we're very respectful.
Okay.
He does great work. And the fact that when you exercise, you justify eating more. You say it's not even because you get hungrier. You go, oh, you know, I just burned 300 calories, so I'm going to go ahead and have something that I, in my mind, is 300 calories to kind of and because then the net will be zero. And so there's that. But ultimately, exercise can lead to an increase in consumption, but there was no way to track that in this group, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't measure that, and you know that was something we talked about in the paper as a limitation. But we, you know, there have been some other papers that have looked at this, and some of them show that yeah, we can somewhat predict who's gonna change or increase weight and increase fat by an increase in energy intake, just an increase in, you know, how much food they take in, but a lot of papers show that diet doesn't really predict this, and part of that could be that we don't really have a good way of measuring diet that well, just because we're relying on people to honestly say,
and that's
what
the problem.
Eating.
I was just gonna say self-reporting is a flaw in any research paper,
yeah.
Because people will either tell you what they think they, you know, especially when it comes to food, you know, people are embarrassed. I mean, I used to be 330 pounds. I remember eating food and then stuffing the wrappers at the bottom of the garbage can, so anybody who came by wouldn't be able to tell that I ate something.
Yeah.
So self-reporting is flawed. Unless you can put them in a cage like a rat and watch what they eat, you know, that's it.
Yeah, and you could do that. Yeah, one of the classic papers on that self-report issue showed that in overweight and obese people, there was about a 50% under reporting of calorie intake and about a 50% over reporting of activity when you rely on self reports. It's just very far off, you know. So that's definitely problematic But we don't.
Your paper was able to. And I'm sorry because I want to take this break here. Your paper was able to try to delineate some predictors, and that's the important thing here. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Brandon Sawyer. We're going to talk about the predictors of this body fat mass change so that maybe some women out there can go, hey, you know what? I fall into this category here. That makes a lot of sense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Brandon Sawyer about a paper that shows predictors of fat mass changes in response to aerobic exercise training in women. And since we know women love aerobic exercise over resistance exercise, which in my opinion is a mistake, this should be pretty interesting. So what were some of the predictors that came to the forefront?
Yeah, so we looked at some things that are easy to measure, as trying to be as practical as possible. And we looked at change in weight, change in fat, right at the four-week time point, because we wanted to see, you know, early on in an intervention, if we start seeing some changes that are going in the wrong direction, can we intervene and change the intervention to make sure we don't end up in a place we don't want to be? So we looked at some there. We also looked at some baseline factors, like just the question of, well, what do people, when they start with more body fat, do they tend to lose more? Do they tend to gain more? If they start with a higher BMI, things like that. Those were kind of some of the main ones we looked at. We also looked at some things that had to do with how many calories they burnt during low-intensity exercise. Some of those were somewhat predictive. But the most important predictor that we found actually was the change in body weight that we saw at 4 weeks. So since we did the measurements at baseline, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, and then again at 12 weeks, we had all those time points. So the change in body weight at 4 weeks was actually very predictive of the change in body fat at 12 weeks.
So those who lost the most within that four-week period lost the most body fat at the end of the trial?
Yes, uh-huh. And then the opposite, too. Those that gained weight in that four-week period ended up gaining body fat at the end of the 3 months. It's a very kind of a very practical finding that hey, you start a new exercise program and you just hop on the scale after 3 to 4 weeks and see where you're at. If you've actually gained some weight, then there's a good chance if you continue that, you're going to continue gaining weight, and not just weight but fat. So the idea there is to let's make a change to that intervention after 4 weeks and either add some more dietary restriction or change up the exercise in such a way where you burn more calories or do a different type of exercise, but something needs to change because those people are moving in the wrong direction as far as fat goes, at least.
Any feel for the mechanisms that are affecting one type of person over the other? Why was there anything that you saw about an individual who fell into one class versus the other early on that you went, well, this makes sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't measure anything too detailed as far, like we talked about, like as far as energy intake or
hormones, obviously, or play a role.
Hormones, yeah, we didn't do any real any of those measurements, but you know, there's lots of research out there on this topic, and like you said, a big thing is the dietary change, but the other big thing that happens that people do is they decide that they don't need to exercise as much, or they can spend more time sitting the rest of the day since they did an exercise bout. And that's just kind of the conscious stuff, but there's also some subconscious things going on that can occur. Like, so one example is, are you familiar with the term NEAT? The non-exercise activity thermogenesis?
Yes, I am now.
Yeah. So there's quite a few studies to show that NEAT will actually decrease when somebody starts exercising in certain groups of people. So what that means is, yeah, they did an exercise bout during the day, and then for the rest of the day, they became less active, even though they weren't even.
And from an evolutionary perspective, this makes sense because the body is always trying to maintain its storage of body fat in the event of a famine, right? So, I mean, this makes perfect sense. It's always trying to, there's negative regulators here. But I'm wondering, I guess what I was looking for was the women who had more, that carried more muscle mass, mm-hmm. I have to believe would have an easier time losing body fat because muscle mass is a prime consumer of energy throughout the day, even at rest. Any linkage between those who started out with more muscle lost body fat?
We did look at that too, because we had the fat free mass as well as fat mass, obviously, and that wasn't predictive. Yeah, so the fat free mass was not predictive, and the change in fat free mass wasn't either. So it was really either just the actual weight itself that. Weight change or the fat mass change that was predictive, but fat free mass didn't didn't seem to predict the changes here. Yeah, that was one we looked at because we were curious about the same thing, but it just didn't show up in this study. Yeah.
What about the fat signature? We talk a lot about fat signatures in science. The people who store their body fat in different places, these have quite often hormonal influences. So was there anything to say, well, the women who, you know, they always like to use the pear shape, and the women who carried most of their body fat in their buttocks and thighs and hips versus the women who carried most of their body fat in their upper body and torso, any relationship there?
Yeah, that's a great question. We with the DEXA scan, you get those numbers. You get abdominal fat. You get
visceral fat, especially, is really important here. Yeah,
yeah, and DEXA is not the best measure of visceral fat. It's able to do it, but you can get just abdominal fat, and you can get fat in the hips, and those, we looked at those things too because we have those measurements, and there wasn't much there. We looked at that as far as baseline goes, you know, just the how much fat did they start with in their hips versus their abdomen, and then you know, to see if that predicted the change, and that really didn't. And so then we also looked at the change in those areas in fat at 4 weeks to see if that could be predictive of the overall change, and neither one of those things were. So we were there's lots of different things we tried to look at, and none of those really panned out, except for which in one way doesn't meet some of these thoughts that people have, like you're saying. But in the other way, we found one predictor that was very easy to measure, and so in a way that's a very nice finding, because it's something people can do. They can hop on the scale and see what's going on in their weight. And
yeah,
can,
progress speaks volumes, right? If you're losing weight at 4 weeks, then keep doing what you're doing. In other words, if you're not losing weight by 4 weeks, then you need to change something. I want to take a break. I want to talk to you when we come back about age, because obviously there was an age span here, right? 30 years or 30.7 was the mean or the average, right?
Yeah, that was just the average. Yeah.
Okay, so here, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll discuss more. We're talking right now with Dr. Brandon Sawyer about predictors of fat mass change in response to aerobic exercise training in women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner.
banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brandon Sawyer about predictors of body fat mass accumulation and changes in response to aerobic exercise training in women. We know that women love aerobic training. And that, you know, this is, in my humble opinion, and I know there's research out there to support what I'm going to say, this is why resistance training has to be part of the equation. Because if you can upregulate muscle, then you are going to have a better chance of down-regulating that fat accumulation. So the average age was 30 years old in this test group, right? What was the youngest? What was the oldest?
Yeah, it went from 19 to 45.
Okay, that's
a decent range.
We know that that's a really, really, you know, there's a lot of women that become perimenopausal in their 40s. Did we see any correlation between those women who were older and their accumulation of body fat at the 4 week point?
We didn't. Yeah. So we, the,
well, damn it, Brandon, come on.
I'm trying to, I know. we split the sample into what we considered compensators and then the ones we considered non-compensators. And that wasn't necessarily gained or lost, but that was, if we took the total amount of energy expenditure due to exercise, and we looked at their change in body mass and the actual calorie value of their change in body mass, and if they change body mass less than the calorie value of exercise, then they were considered compensators. If they changed it more or the same, then they're considered non-compensators. And the age average age in those two groups was exactly the same. It was 30.7 and 30.8. And so that wasn't really, yeah. And you know, we don't have a huge range there. I mean, you know, we don't see a lot of, and there's definitely some lean mass lost in the 40s, but most of that really occurs later on in life, probably more in the 50s and 60s. So we, you know, I definitely see what you're saying, but I think we might have a little bit too young of a sample to see too much lean mass loss at this point. But yeah.
I mean,
but we did see some other differences between these two groups that I didn't mention before.
Go
part
ahead.
Of that was, now these were not significant differences, but we did see a slight difference in the weight of the people. So the compensators started out slightly lighter, and the non-compensators started out a little bit heavier. And that, like I said, that wasn't significant, but you know, with a larger sample size, it probably would have been, even though it was a large sample size to begin with, but it might have been significant with a larger sample size. But there was definitely possibly something there with the non-compensators actually being a little bit heavier to begin with, and then the ones that compensated being actually lighter. So, and maybe that's more of a draw on this need to maintain energy, like you're saying, this evolutionary perspective that we're draining energy out of the body with exercise. And if you're lighter already and you don't have as much mass on your body already, your body's might react even a little bit more strongly.
You know, something else that just dawned on me, right? Because when we talk about for me, looking at things from an evolutionary perspective sometimes make it so simple to understand why the body does what it does. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I was just thinking, the body reacts to stressors in the environment that it perceives as threats by upregulating body fat. You know, we see this in people who've lived through famine, you know, and then they eat. We see this in individuals we just did this show, anorexia nervosa. The initial weight gain is all fat, but then that kind of changes when they continue to eat properly as recovering from the disorder for about a year. And then it's like, okay, now they start putting on muscle. But in the beginning, it's all fat. And we know why this is. The body's going, holy S, I may be starved again. I need to store as much of this as fat as possible. It's a repartitioning phenomenon. I wonder if perceived exertion plays a role in this, which could be measured by cortisol levels, obviously. But if a person perceives this 30 minutes three times a week, I shouldn't even say the person, because the person isn't even conscious of this. If the body perceives this exertion as some sort of heroic effort, the body may tend to say, we need to make as much body fat as possible because our environment is hostile right now. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that?
I definitely have some thoughts on that, because one of the predictors we looked at was ventilation. So just how hard the person is breathing during the real light exercise. So walking at 3.3 miles per hour up a 1% grade was kind of what our exercise test started at. And so we used that ventilation value to see if that could possibly help predict who was going to gain fat and who wasn't. And that one was actually a significant predictor as well. So
really?
And the reason for, you know, I'm bringing that up is because ventilation is tightly linked to perceived exertion. You know, the harder you're breathing, the more you feel like you're exercising intensely. And so that was, I think you're onto something there, that there could be something here with this. People that feel like they're working out really hard might feel like they need to reward themselves more with more food.
I'm not even saying that. Yeah. What I'm saying is the body says, holy cow, you know, we have a hostile environment. We need to make body fat. We need to make body, because we know that this is what happens. So they aren't even conscious. They may not even be eating anymore. We know. We're doing a show very shortly about what happens when you midnight snack, why it's, even if you keep calories the same, if you're eating some of those calories at night, the body does different things. So we know that, you know, the body has the ability to do things with what you put in your mouth by either, you know, a protein synthetic response or a lipogenic response. And you're eating the same thing that you normally are, but the body is just saying, oh, I'm going to do this with it because my environment tells me I have a need to store fat right now. So even if they didn't increase their appetite, even if they didn't increase what they were consuming, but the body perceived the environment as being hostile and the potential threat that there may not be food, or exertion was such that the body perceived it as, oh, I need to super compensate because we may have some problems here in the near future if we keep doing this. The body could turn those calories into fat on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that goes along with this idea of adaptive thermogenesis, which is kind of some of the stuff we've been talking around. But there's also been quite a few studies that have shown changes in resting metabolic rate with weight loss and with any, even just with exercise, and also changes in the efficiency of exercise after weight loss too, which is really interesting. The body, when someone has lost weight, and they do the same exercise they did before losing the weight, the body actually will burn less calories doing that exact same exercise, because it's become more efficient. It's trying to maintain energy as much as possible to get you either to get back to that to that original weight, or at least to not, at least to maintain weight. And so, yeah, the body goes to drastic measures to maintain weight. In some people, at least, maybe in half of the people in this study that we saw, there's probably some drastic measures that happen to become more efficient, burn less calories, try to get back to that initial weight.
So you know what I just thought of too. Maybe a subsequent paper could be to assess perceived exhaustion by ventilatory response and even maybe some hormonal markers like cortisol and so on, and then find the lowest effective dose of exercise. So everybody was required to reach 70% of their VO2 max, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, maybe to one person, 70% of their VO2 max is a walk in the park, and to another person, the level of perceived exhaustion is so high, maybe their walk in the park starts at a 50%. And wouldn't it be cool if we could discover that those people respond better by backing down the intensity just a little bit until their conditioning level increases, and then they go back up and they see the weight loss, the fat loss that the other group sees at the higher VO2 max.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And there's some studies that have shown some similar stuff to that. There's a study called the Drew study that was a dose response to exercise in women study, and they had three different groups, and they had one that did four. It was set apart by energy expenditure, and there was three different exercise doses. One was 4 calories per kilogram body weight per week. One was 8. One was 12. And the interesting part was that the 4 and the 8 calorie per kilogram body weight per week actually lost the exact same amount of, or actually they actually lost weight, but then the 12 calorie one actually did not lose weight.
Bingo.
And so it was this weird thing where more energy expenditure actually led to less weight loss. And it could have been that thing that it led to more compensation because it was just more intense.
You know, when we understand what the body is looking for, right? The body is looking to feel safe in its environment. And that is a pleiotropic statement. I mean, it's about exertion, it's about sleep, it's about everything, but ultimately the body is looking to feel safe in its environment. And any time the body does not feel safe in its environment, it compensates in ways that are not necessarily things that we like in today's day and age, but they are evolutionary gifts from our ancestors for millions of years that have gotten us to this point.
Yeah.
And you know, it's we just need to pay more attention to this stuff. And we'll find out. Well, we have to take a break.
Yeah.
Stay with me. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brandon Sawyer. I got to tell you, it's amazing. You know, when I first started to pay attention to physical culture, one of the things I learned from some individuals that were very, very smart about bodybuilding, and bodybuilding is a good thing, is that you always use the lowest effective dose, you know. So if you're going to start doing cardio, you start out with 20 minutes a day. You gradually go to 30 minutes a day. Then you go to 40 minutes a day. Some people go, oh, I'm going to start exercising. And they go and they want to do an hour's worth of cardio. That's the worst thing you can do. The lowest effective dose, and you do that for as long as you're getting results, and then you bump it up. Now, this makes perfect sense, but in the context of this discussion, it may be why it works is because you're starting out at a level of exertion that is comfortable for your body. You're almost like sneaking up on your body and tricking it into losing weight as opposed to hitting it over the head. You know, Dr. Sawyer, we have this phenomenon today, thanks to stupid shows like The Biggest Loser, that, you know, you're supposed to just exhaust. I mean, you know what? I have respect for the process because I have been training for a long time. And you don't just get out there and try to do, you know, a half hour's worth of intense cardio because you read an article about HIIT. You have to allow the body's conditioning to come up to par.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great point. It's a great point. And then even just as far as retention and actually sticking with what you're doing, it's the same thing, you know. If you go out and just kill yourself, there's no way you're going to do that again, you know. It's
right.
Just, and you know, you have the conscious factor and the kind of subconscious factors you're talking about as well. But both those things come into play, and if you don't build up gradually, there's no way you're going to get the benefits that you want. It's a great point.
So the mainstream media promoted this show several weeks ago now. This study, what they said was, exercise will actually make you gain fat, and people love that because people want to be justified on why they don't exercise, and they heard that on Good Morning America and other shows, and they said, see, yeah, this is why I don't exercise. See, you just get fatter. Yeah. I mean, didn't that make you want to pull your hair out?
Yeah, it's definitely not, you know, obviously not the focus of the paper and not what we're going for. And I think it brings up a really important point that we made in the paper, too, and that the New York Times article mentioned as well, is that even the women that gained fat, they got healthier because they improved their VO2 max. And VO2 max is the gold standard measurement of cardiorespiratory fitness, and that's a much better predictor of health as far as cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, than body fat is. So that's another key area that I've with some colleagues I wrote a review article about, as well as a couple textbook chapters where we reviewed the literature for this and to see can people actually get healthier while they're doing exercise or changing their diet but not losing weight.
Right.
And we found 200 articles at one point. We've probably found another 100 since then that show this exact thing. You can improve almost every risk factor you can think of with aerobic exercise and resistance exercise, as well as improving diet quality, and without losing any weight at all. So I think that's a key part of the study that I don't want to miss here. I don't want people to miss is that if your goal is weight loss, that's one thing. But if your goal is health, then that it's important to know that you can become healthier even if the numbers on the scale aren't changing at all.
So. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It really, really does.
Yeah.
Great work. And so that's what you want people to take away from this research. Look, don't focus on the body fat. Focus on the improvements in health span that exercising will give you.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a key message of this, as well as if you do want to focus on the weight, then try what we talked about. Hop on the scale after 4 weeks and see what's going on and make a change if you need to. I think those are the two key points of this study. Those are the take-home messages for sure.
And, I've said it before, we've talked about it on the show, but you cannot ignore either component of exercise, resistance training and cardiovascular training. Neither of those is in and of itself the only thing you have to do. For the human condition, you must do both. And that's why another thing that a lot of women miss out on by focusing on Zumba and cardio is the benefits that muscle, which is metabolic currency, brings to the equation here. Any
yeah,
statements
yeah.
on that?
Yeah, no, I think resistance training is a key thing in health, and this has been shown, especially when it comes to type 2 diabetes, which is obviously a huge problem in our country, and the benefits of resistance training for insulin sensitivity and dealing with glucose in the blood and those things. They're very, very good, and other factors as well, but definitely just maintaining metabolism throughout the lifespan. Resistance training is huge for that, obviously, and as well as bone health, and those things are just indisputable. And there's I've heard you mention before, there's a long list of benefits of resistance training that go beyond that. But yeah, it's definitely key to do both aerobic and resistance training to maintain health.
Great study. Sure. Great study. I want to thank you so much for being on the show also.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care.
All right.
All right, so there you have it. If you're training for 4 weeks and you're gaining weight, change it up. I want to also thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We've got great shows planned tomorrow, actually. Hold on a second. We have great shows planned for the rest of the week. Here, I'll tell you what they are. Okay, so tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we've got Sense of Meaning and Purpose in Life Linked to Longer Lifespan. Very, very important discussion. Second hour, Staying Hydrated During the Holidays and Why. Then Thursday morning, Thursday first hour, we have the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, of course, followed by leucine as a treatment for muscle wasting. We've talked a lot about high leucine proteins affecting mTOR. We're going to get deeper into this for muscle wasting. Maybe you don't need drugs. Leucine could be what you need. And then, of course, Friday, we have Casual Friday. So great shows the rest of the week. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to